This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Welcome back, everyone. I just wanted to start off today's podcast by saying thank you to everyone who listened to my first ever episode on 9/11 last week. And if you haven't had a chance to yet, then go check it out now. For everyone left listening, let's get right into our topic of this week's podcast. Last week, we took a look at an event from more than 20 years ago. Today, we are going to take a look at an event that is happening right now, the coronavirus pandemic. COVID-19 has had dreadful and lasting effects on the world since the start of the pandemic in 2019. According to Statistica.com, as of September 24th, 2021, over 231 million cases had been reported worldwide. The United States had the highest number of COVID-19 cases, followed by India and Brazil. Sadly, the number of coronavirus-related fatalities was over 4.7 million. With the U.S. being the country with the most deaths worldwide. The world was completely shocked as they watched this virus spread through countries faster than people could comprehend. This pandemic has brought fear to the hearts of a large majority of the world's population, which means we have tons of conspiracies behind COVID. Many of them I had already heard either from other people or social media prior to researching on them. This meant that I already had my own opinions. There is a lot of information that has changed many of my viewpoints. What made this episode especially fun for me was getting to read and learn about these conspiracies deeper than a quick Facebook post and then comparing them. Many of them change as they are passed from platform to platform, whatever that may be. Let's jump right into the first one. Our first conspiracy is called Blaming 5G. During the start of the pandemic, there was a wide expansion of 5G networks. Many people started to think that COVID-19 was actually spread through or started by mobile networks and electromagnetic radiation. The World Health Organization has pointed out that viruses cannot travel on mobile networks and that COVID-19 is spreading rapidly in many countries that do not have 5G networks. This conspiracy has also led to more issues, such as property damage, as cell towers were being burned in the United Kingdom. In my personal opinion, I do not believe this conspiracy, nor think that it is even possible. I think that it's a little ridiculous that people are trying to explain a worldwide pandemic by blaming their mobile carriers. As someone who believes strongly in proof, I am left with very little information regarding the works of this conspiracy. I would be curious to discuss with someone who believes in this and get their point of view and maybe help figure out how it would be possible for a virus to spread through a mobile network. I also understand many things cannot be explained by science or proof or facts, but in a case like this, I really find it hard to agree with such little information. One concept I think we could pull from this is COVID may spread in ways that we don't know yet, or maybe affecting us in other ways that we haven't learned. The second conspiracy we'll be discussing in today's podcast is the idea that Bill Gates is a scapegoat. For those of you who do not know what a scapegoat is a person who is blamed for the wrongdoings, mistakes, or faults of others. Bill Gates was an easy target due to his fame and wealth. According to the New York Times, anti-vaxxers, and right-wingers, in a video of a 2015 TED Talk given by Gates, he discussed the Ebola outbreak and warned people of a new pandemic. People have since, in order to help their claims, also started reporting that Bill Gates knew of the pandemic prior to its start or even helped cause it. Another variant of this conspiracy theory is the idea that Bill Gates is trying to vaccinate the world's population. This is also where the very first ideas that the vaccine contained a microchip came from. Due to the fact that anti-vaxxers don't believe vaccines work, they started believing that Gates was trying to vaccinate the world in order to inject microchips that would not only track, but also control the host. Unfortunately, there was, again, not much evidence or information given providing this conspiracy. Even after watching the TED Talk, it seemed Bill Gates was trying to warn people of the idea of a worldwide pandemic was very possible and likely to happen, rather than tell people he knew about COVID-19. In my opinion, if this conspiracy were to be true, and Bill Gates truly was trying to vaccinate the world's population, might not be the worst thing. That may be the only way of us getting through this. So, if mind control is real, I think we have bigger problems than the pandemic. This conspiracy should discuss more about how scary that could be. My last point on this conspiracy is the government can already track you through everything else that we use in our daily lives. So if this vaccine contained a microchip, it would honestly change nothing. Now we will move on to our third conspiracy theory. This theory states that the virus was not created naturally, but actually escaped from a Chinese lab. The original epicenter of the epidemic, the Chinese city of Wuhan, also hosts a virology institute, where researchers have been studying bat coronaviruses for quite some time. The idea originally came from an hour-long documentary produced by the Epoch Times, an English-language news outlet based in the United States, with the links to the Falun Gong religious cult that was long been persecuted by the Chinese. It has further turned into the Epoch Times calling COVID the CPP, or Chinese Communist Party virus. Conspiracy has branched out and made its way all the way up to the Washington Post and the Times UK. After extensive lab tests and research, the Wuhan lab found none of the coronavirus samples matched the ones being studied at the institute. Out of all of the conspiracies I read on COVID-19, this was probably the most interesting. I want to say it was suspicious that the epicenter of the pandemic contains a testing institution of the same virus, although it is also very coincidental and unfortunate. It seems like Wuhan is actually being framed for the pandemic because of how the stars aligned. Again, without any concrete evidence, I will not make any wrongful assumptions. It seems like they've already had it bad enough. Our fourth conspiracy we are going to be talking about today is called bioweapon. As the name ensues, the conspiracy claims that COVID-19 was created as a biological weapon. People think the virus was not only escaped from a lab, but was created in one by the Chinese government. It was also said that the Wuhan Institute of Neurology is linked to Beijing's covert bioweapons program. According to Pew Research, nearly 3 in 10 Americans believe that COVID-19 was made in a lab. Either intentionally or accidentally, specifically, 23% believe it was developed intentionally, with only 6% believing it was an accident. I don't really understand why that number is so high. It seems that people are more concerned with trying to place blame than they are with trying to get through this pandemic. This conspiracy has already been debunked thanks to genetic sequencing. They have determined that COVID-19 is indeed a natural virus originating in bats. It is a little hysterical to me how people either don't look for evidence or don't believe in evidence even when it is given to them. 23% is quite a high number of people to be disagreeing with something that has already been proven. The fifth conspiracy of today's podcast is more or less a revenge theory. It states that the United States military imported COVID into China. What makes this a revenge story was many people began claiming China wanted to start their own conspiracy theory after many of them were released claiming China started this on purpose or was the cause of everything. They even began calling the virus the USA virus. The idea was spread initially by a Chinese foreign ministry member who tweeted, "It's possible that the United States military brought the virus to Wuhan." These comments, according to Voice of America News, a rumored conspiracy widely circulated in China that the United States military had brought the virus to Wuhan, China during their participation in the 2019 Military World Games last October. I remember back in the later months of 2019 and it seemed like everyone in my family was sick. It may have only been my family, and it was never nothing too serious, but there was definitely something going around. This has always sat in the back of my mind that COVID could have started long before anyone knew anything about it. Anything is possible, including the idea that the United States accidentally bringing the virus to Wuhan. If this did turn out to be the case, it is more of an unfortunate accident, and there's really not much we can do about it. Our last conspiracy is one you've probably seen before and will probably see again with other events. GMOs are the cause of COVID-19. People are claiming that genetically modified crops cause genetic pollution that allows viruses to multiply due to the resulting environmental imbalance. Research is actually being done, and now scientists are even claiming GMOs could be what saves us all from COVID-19. Vaccines could be either genetically modified smaller versions of a virus, or use antigens produced in genetically modified insect cell lines or plants. Maybe if that happens, people will finally stop blaming them. My favorite aspect of this week's show was the opportunity to look at a current event. People don't often think that the conspiracies that they are hearing could very well be affecting their current lives. Another thing I learned was that it's easier to create conspiracies than it is to explain events. Even when sometimes people create impossible or outrageous conspiracies, it was still easier to find control of the situation. In those situations, even when it is hard to believe what they are saying is true, you can still pull out and find parts to believe. In an argument, much of the time, both sides can be right and making valid points. Thank you all for joining me on my second episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Please join me next week for my third episode.